Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Happy Friday. It's good to say it's Friday. I hope you're enjoying the beautiful weather here in St. Louis. November is one of those weird months where it can be very cold and very warm in the same week. And right now it says on my computer, it's 77 and sunny outside.
Yeah, my computer says temperatures may break a record high today for St. Louis.
All right. I'll take it. I'll take it while we still can. I'm really at the point now where in my mind, it's Christmas. We could talk about that later. But how about snow? If it's going to be cold, it should just snow. But we're not there right now because it's beautiful outside. So if you're out and about taking in lunch, we appreciate you tuning into the Annie Fry Show here on 97.1 FM Talk. We've got an in-studio guest. Excited to welcome back Dan O'Neill. Dan, welcome back. Always
Thanks.
Good to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
And I am holding the cutest little book that you have authored. This is your first children's book, correct?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm used to working with children, but they used to all make millions of dollars. So. This is the first real
I'm used to working with children,
book.
But they do not make millions of dollars. The book is called The Day Avery Rose Lost Her Nose, and it's a cute story that kind of follows the got your nose little idea. So Dan, I want to know a little bit about Avery Rose. Avery Rose is a very personal little girl to you.
Well, yeah, that was my first grandchild, Avery. And she's 9 now. I started writing the book when she was 4 or 5.
Really?
Yeah. And, you know, it's funny. I grew up there are 9 kids in my family and 7 boys.
Wow.
So I was really used to being around boys. And then me and my wife, Mary Pat, have...
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
3 boys, and I just used to being around boys, and then this Daniel, my oldest son, mm-hmm. has this little girl, and it was just different. And she's just a really special kid. She's got a great personality. She loves to read. That was a big part of it. I was always reading her books. And I used to noodle around writing phrases that rhyme and just kind of playing off of her name. And it got to the point, and I would put it away for months at a time. And it got to the point where I had a lot of sentences written. And I was like, what are you going to do with this? Yeah. And I couldn't, I finally figured a way out of it, you know. You have to figure your way out when you're in the middle of, because I didn't have any story in mind when I started it.
It's such a cute story. I'm going to show the folks here looking at, on the YouTube chat, but I'll read it to you. The first two pages, the funniest thing about little girls with all those smiles and crazy curls, they have this knack for losing things, dolls and books and jelly beans. And so it goes with Avery Rose, the sweetest girl you'll ever know. Her things just somehow disappear. They vanish somehow in midair. And I love the story you're telling right now about this being is like the real first, probably head over heels experience that you had with little girls.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
without a doubt.
So it's interesting. In my family, too, I have a kind of a correlating circumstance. My husband is one of four boys. He's a twin to a boy, of course. And my mother-in-law was one of four. She's the youngest, but she was the only girl. She had three older brothers. Mm-hmm. My father-in-law has, I think, five brothers and an older sister. So the sister was kind of the oldest one. And then there was a bunch of boys. Boys, 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 boys. And then here comes my son, Charlie. And then girl, girl.
Oh, really?
Girl. So three daughters myself. And my oldest daughter was kind of my in-law's girl, their first experience, kind of like you're talking about with that little girl thing. What is it? What is that relationship like between grandpa and granddaughter?
Oh, it's great for me. Like I said, it's a new experience, of course, but it's just special, and Avery makes it special. I mean, I've got eight grandkids now, and I love them all, of course, equally. I love them all for different reasons individually, but just as much, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, with Avery being the first one, you know, I used to take her to the zoo every once in a while when ride the train.
Yeah.
And you know how when you pass over by where you come in or where people are waiting, you know, some of them will wave or whatever. And she would always start waving, like, before we even got there. And big smile on her. And that's when she was, like, 3-4 years old.
Yeah.
So, it's definitely special. But I think the story is for all kids, and Annie, you can relate. I mean, kids, when they're little, they do lose everything.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Yes, that's 100% accurate. So the story is a little narration between Avery Rose, the day Avery Rose lost her nose, and it's a very heartwarming story. And we're speaking right now with Dan O'Neill. Now, Dan, you are a former columnist, sports writer with the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. You were there for 32 years.
Yep.
You've written some other books, maybe a little bit different than Avery Rose.
Yeah, I was going to say it was two or three of the best years of my life, really, there at the Post-Dispatch.
Of all?
Yeah.
But we won't make you nail them down specifically. Yeah. We'll just take your word
really
for
like
it.
Really like 1985.
I can sort of narrow it. It wasn't recent. They weren't the most recent years. But yeah, I've done a bunch. I've done, I think, 9 books in total. But two of them on the Blues, When the Blues Go Marching In, which is a history of the franchise. And then there's a book called The Best of the Blues, which is profiles of their best players. I did a book called The Magic of the Cardinals in the 1980s, which is the decade of Whitey Ball. And, you know, when they used to be good. And so, yeah, I mean, my other
books.
There's
a moment in time since the 80s, but yes.
A few here and there.
Yeah.
Individual weekends, maybe. But no, I did a, and I was on with you guys about a year or so ago with, what's the name of that? Crazy But True St. Louis History, which is kind of a trivia.
Coffee table, kind of a.
That's
a
fun
coffee
book.
Table book, yeah.
So you were kind of explaining, you know, you have a career, a storied career in being a sports writer. You kind of explained already that this book sort of wrote itself over the course of years of just experiences that you're having with your granddaughter. What was it like to take years of little rhymes that you had written down and then, you said you got to work your way to the end of it. What's it like to hold this book the day Avery Rose lost her nose in your hand at the end and see the story? It's not just a story about a little girl. It's your granddaughter.
Well, it's great, except I've got 600 of them in my basement that I can hold. Yeah.
You'd like to share them.
So when you self-publish, it's a little different. Mm. And it was all new for me. I mean, I didn't know what the heck I was doing through the whole thing. All the legalities of it and different things you have to do. So it's just really fun. And I do presentations at elementary schools with it. Excuse me. And part of the presentation, I made a PowerPoint program where the book is up on the screen and the pages turn. And I recorded Avery reading the book. Yeah, it's great.
What does she think about it?
Oh, she loves it. I mean, I didn't know this when I was working on it, but Avery loves to write. She writes her own books. She'll show me, this is my new book or my latest story, you know, and that just worked out that way. I mean, I didn't know that, but she always loved to read. And then, you know, she has a sister, Sasha, and two brothers, Matthew and Joseph, or Jack, I'm sorry, Joseph. But they came along sort of after I started writing the book, but they're illustrated also in the book. So
everybody's got a little thing.
Yeah, well, that, you know, was like I needed to do something like that because otherwise it's like, okay, where's my book?
Well, how many grandkids do you have?
I have 8.
Well,
now. Yeah, I've got a lot of work to do.
You've got a lot of work to do. The book is available the day Avery Rose lost her nose. The book is available at danoneill.net. Is that correct?
Right.
Yeah. It's O-N-E-I-L-L, danoneill.net. So if you're interested in a very wonderful story here that you can, I just think that there are a lot of grandparents out here that you're going to read this and you're going to feel it through and through, the same experience that you've had, Dan, with your grandchildren. Ryan, you said you had a question?
Well, just about your kids and reading, because what we've gone through with our kids, and now they're a little older, so they're not in the little kid phase anymore. But with them having a lot of books like Avery Rose's book around, we didn't give them a lot of screens, but we did give them a lot of books. We just sort of, and we'd read to them sometimes, but we just kind of leave them around and just let them occupy themselves.
Yeah.
And we loved the way that we didn't do it on purpose. That's just kind of what we did. And having books like that around, that's what they were raised on.
Yeah, well, the problem with that is they tear them up, you know, and they're no good anyway.
Yeah,
you got to read them and it's missing 3 pages or whatever. No, but I think you're right. I think you just got to make, to kids, you just have to expose them to things and let them sort of make their choices, you know, encourage them along the way. And then you let the chips fall where they will in terms of, it's the same with sports or something like that. I mean, we tried to expose our kids to everything. We didn't expect them to play everything, but you just see what sticks, and it's kind of that same way with books.
Well, the book is The Day Avery Rose Lost Her Nose. You can go to danoneill.net and scoop this up while he still has them available in his basement to ship to you. You'll love this story. It is heartwarming. And the illustrations, too. Who illustrated this for you?
Well, that's a funny story because the woman who illustrated it, she lives in Germany. Her name's Mattia Anik. I've never even had a conversation with her. It was all done online. There's sites where they're like clearinghouses for illustrators. And I went there, I posted the story, and then like illustrators will say whether they're interested or not. And you look at their portfolios and stuff and you pick one. But all of the communication between me and Mattia was by email. And I really didn't do, I let her do whatever she wanted to do.
Yeah.
The only thing I tweaked was like to get the kids right, the hair color. Because
they were specific kiddos.
Yeah, I sent her photos of the kids that are in the book, you know, my grandkids. Mm-hmm. And her mom, Avery's mom, Tricia, and she, you know, drew off of that.
Did they know that you were doing this the whole like when you decided I'm going to turn these writings into a book? Like at what point were they aware that this was maybe going to come to be?
I don't think they were really paying that close of attention, you know. I mean, I may have mentioned it, but her mom knew, her mom and dad knew I was sort of fiddling around with it.
Yeah.
But I didn't sort of announce. It wasn't something I wanted to announce or make a big deal out of. Just something I was kind of messing around with. The other thing I liked about the story is that, you know, and Ryan, you'll know this, when you read today's children's books, they're mostly about animated toys or talking monsters or talking animals
or something like that.
And that's just a real life circumstance that and about, you know, personalities and relationships between a parent and her kids. So
yeah.
I think that's kind of unique.
Yeah, an easy way for a kiddo to see themselves through the story. And I'll tell you what, some of those books, these children's books that I would read to my kiddos when they were younger, by the end, I'm like crying in some of them because they're so... It's
dark?
I don't know. Parenting is just bittersweet. There are so many things that are bittersweet. You know, you're basically raising children to not need you anymore. And every step of independence that they take it fills you with pride and then a quiet sorrow afterwards. That's just a reality of the situation. It's part of the deal.
Yeah. Well, I think I sent you a picture of me and Avery this summer when the book had just come out. And I look at the picture, and like I said, I started writing it when she was 4 or 5 years old, and now she's 9.
Time is a thief.
And you look at that, and that speaks to your bittersweet thing. Yeah. That's the way it is with kids. You know, and it's great they grow up, and you love them all the way, but as they keep growing, you wish they were still 4 or 5 or whatever.
Yeah, you kind of mourn the people who you don't have anymore and celebrate the people who are there. It's tough, but what an amazing gift that Avery has and her family has to see this book, and a gift for you too. If you are interested in purchasing this book, again, go to danoneil.net. You will be glad that you did. A great story, beautiful pictures, heartwarming. It's all the right things. So we appreciate you coming and talking to us about it.
Yeah. I should mention I'll be at Christopher's tomorrow.
Okay.
And Kirkwood.
Okay.
From 1 to 3 signing books.
That's great.
And then there's a craft fair at Lindbergh High School a week from Saturday.
So people can get it.
So I'll be there too.
Autographed copy. The day Avery Rose lost her nose. Well, Dan, thank you for coming in.
Thanks,
we always love having you.
That's great to come in. I love the show. So
thank you.
It's awesome.
Next time you want to come in and talk politics or blues or
whatever
you want to do.
Well, I sent you a picture of Nancy Pelosi sending the holding the book. You know, it's amazing the people who have promoted the book. It's incredible.
A great author can tie anything together.
Yeah, I got one
words.
Of Elvis too.
Yeah, Elvis, Muhammad Ali, quite a few. The Beatles. They've all backed the book.
Yeah. We haven't run it through the AI filter. I'm pretty sure they're real.
Yeah, I think so.
I would just assume that they are.
DanOneil.net. Go get your copy or meet them at Christopher's or the Lindenburg Craft Fair as well. All right, Dan. Until next book.
Thanks.
You got 8 more to go, as I understand, with your grandchildren.
Well, as soon as I get rid of about 500 more, I guess.
Well, the plan starts at Christopher's tomorrow. DanOneil.net. Get your copy. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.